So, if you want to just repeat the question out loud, you can. It's up to you. If it says some people like to watch television programs every day while others like to watch them every now and again. Okay, that's my Indian accent. Okay. And so, whatever you prefer to say, you do it. We got to build up your structure first. Okay. We got to build
Yeah,
up
I
that
think
structure.
that's what I felt.
What
That
happened?
was like, yeah, that's like I didn't have any structure.
So, how'd you used to answer it before?
No, just whatever comes first to my mind.
Okay, whatever comes to mind. Okay,
Yeah.
and when that happens and you don't have structure, hesitation starts. Then you might start to stuttering. Right? Okay, and so now you're like, okay, well, you know what? Let me just say this. So if you were to just, I always tell my students, make it easy. I definitely, that's it. Just say the same thing. Or if you want to say something that works for you, you can. Okay. Now, me, I'm just going to say, I definitely prefer not to watch the news because, supporting detail, it's too toxic. Stop there. Put an example. Now, let me explain what I just did. I want to separate the example from the introduction. Not because the discourse markers. Now, I don't know about your teacher back in the past. Okay, he's probably saying, "Oh, you need to use discourse." No, the fuck you don't. Discourse markers only constitutes as 2 out of 4 impact. That's it. I don't give a fuck about discourse. Now, do I have a Korean student who's 15 years old who loves using discourse markers? Absolutely, and that's okay. It's up to you. But if you don't use it's okay. Now, if you use it to help you with your I have one student, she would say 25 times. I said, Lord Jesus, you better go to Jesus. You better pray to somebody. You gotta start saying all that because it's going to obviously disrupt the speaking rate, the sustained speech, but also the phrase length. If you look at your transcript, it's gonna look like a comma, period, comma, period, comma, 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 period. That
Oh yeah.
AI tech
Yeah.
is going to be like, I do not like it. You know, that's the Indian accent, right? Does that make sense?
It makes
Oh
sense.
my God. Speaking of Indians, it's so funny on my YouTube, an Indian, which is really funny, he commented on my video saying, oh, I had a very good score from ETS for 2 weeks and then they canceled my score. What can I do? I said, bro, that's your people. I
Oh
can't help
man.
I know, that's crazy. How the hell do you have a test for 2 weeks and then you get canceled? I'm like, bruh, you're Indian. Those are your people. I don't know what's going on with your people, but speak to them in your language. I'm sure you can handle it. Okay, so nah, I don't even, yeah. Anyways, I thought that was funny.
You know
Okay,
what
so.
they do?
Yeah,
They
what do they do?
pay like a TOEFL
Yes.
teacher, and then they do it at home, of course,
Yep.
because they have like their phone, like there, hide it, like, and they took pictures and then they send it to the teacher, because I know the teacher who I pay for, like he was helping me with this stuff, and then he was like, oh no, yeah, he paid me. That person paid me. He was telling me. And I was like,
Another, hold
this
on.
is
So they
so.
paid you. What do you mean by pay? India pays another Indian?
No. He was a Spanish speaker, the teacher I had. And he told me that he had an Indian student here who paid him to, like, help her like with the tasks at home. So the girl has the phone, I guess, close to the screen, and she like sent his has sent him pictures and everything, so he can like do the writing and everything for him for her.
My God.
I was like, how can they do that? I cannot even like look towards like my side or to the other person to see what
On,
they're doing. It's just honestly, it's just
yeah,
so
I just
crazy.
think, especially as a coach, if someone even offered that and said, hey, I'll give you money to do this, I'm like,
And she got
I'm
canceled.
sorry.
She got like
She got
they
canceled?
trapped her. Yeah.
Good. Good. And you know what? She's not going to be end up taking the test for about a year or 2 years or something crazy.
Yeah, because it's so unfair. Like to people like us who goes to the center and like they do the we do the hard job and like we go and it's just crazy.
Let me tell you, and to give you another brief story, I remember Suki. She's one of my students right now. She's hilarious. I love her. She told me that, a lot of these Indian students get into these dental schools with the 105, 110, 115, and they can't even hold a high speed drill correctly because they're fucking fake. They can't speak English. They get someone to take the test for them so that they could get accepted into a university. I'm just calling them out. I'm calling it for how I see it. You know what I mean? And so this is
No, this is
welcome.
fake.
That shit is
This is
crazy.
ridiculous. And they don't spot that. I don't know how they don't spot that.
Well, they
And
do.
they're just it's just it's ridiculous.
The Chinese are in on it too. I remember there was a
Oh
Chinese guy posting stuff in the Facebook
yeah.
group, and one guy said, he paid him and he said, "Did you change my score?" The Chinese guy said, "Yeah." He said, "To what?" He said, "I gave you a 29." The Indian said, "Good." He was offering services on Facebook to change scores via the home edition. This is why I always come out and call out these motherfuckers for how it is, because that's just,
Totally.
you're gonna lose at life at some point. You know what I mean? You will lose and you will get caught. The fakes always get caught, whether it's right now or whether it's when you're a dentist. You know what I mean? So anyways, I don't know. So anyways, but all we can do is focus on what we can. So if we look at this right here, I said I definitely prefer, and I repeated some of the questions word for word. That's okay. However, in your integrated essay, do not do that. I always like to give an example from one of my students from last year in about August, I think. And I remember she took a practice test online, got a 2 out of 5, and she was crying. She's, "Oh my God, I can't believe I got a 2 out of 5. I said, "One, your grammar. I have to teach you grammar." Two, I looked at it and I said, "You copied the first sentence of the reading paragraph and wrote the opposite in the second sentence. And that's all you wrote for one full paragraph was two sentences." She finally got better. She took the test for the first time, got a 24, and she was still crying. Like, "I'm very disappointed with my writing." I said, "You didn't know grammar 1 month ago. What the fuck are you talking about?" So, anyways, just put it some perspective. I'm gonna be helping you, and we gonna get this score out of y'all. So, I got a lot of stories, but here we go. So, what I did, I just grabbed the. You could repeat the question out loud if you'd like. I definitely not. I'm sorry. I definitely prefer not to watch the news because it's too toxic. Done. For example, I'm gonna talk about America. Okay, I'm gonna talk about the different things in the news. I'm gonna talk about the different news organizations that spew out a lot of different things and how toxic it is. And then I'm gonna talk about the result of me not watching it. I feel a hell of a lot better. I'm able to dedicate time to my family. Wink, wink. I'm just gonna make a lot of shit up. That's how it's gonna be. Check this out. Check this out. 3, 2, 1. I definitely prefer not to watch the news because I believe it's just far too toxic for me. For example, in America, there are different factions that are happening between, let's say, the Democrats and the Republicans, such as CNN and Fox News. And what happens on a routine basis is that they spew out so much toxicity to one another, let alone news is incentivized. So if you actually look at some of these news stations, a lot of this is about war and fear, which ends up shaping our reality of what we believe the world to be. And thus it scares the living hell out of us. So I stopped watching news about 5 years ago and it ended up changing my life forever because I just feel like I'm so more into meditation and personal development in general. So that's why. Done. That's it. That's it.
That's
I
perfect.
just went
You know
on
what?
and on and on. I told a story. I need
How
you to
can
tell a
you do
story.
that?
You got to tell a story. You could only tell from something that in the past, right? That's what I have to coach you on. I got to coach you on looping everything into a story. So let me give you a cool example of that right here. Let's go to the easiest question in the world. Do you prefer traveling alone or do you prefer traveling in groups, Adriana?